Well, good morning, everyone. This is John Halls, and on behalf of Independence Baptist Church, I'd like to welcome you back this morning. Last week, Pastor Reynolds brought a message about the weariness of sin. And the basic concept was that oftentimes we slowly start drifting away from God. And it's because we let the sin around us wear us down. The example given was the man Lot, who moved closer and closer to Sodom and Gomorrah. And one day, he woke up and found he no longer had a testimony with his children, and he was no longer a witness for God. God did deliver him from Sodom, and we find in the New Testament that Lot was a saved man, but he had completely lost his testimony before his family. And in the end, he lost most of his family. And that is why it's so important to slow down, evaluate where we are, and as it states in Psalms, to be still and know that I am God. Don't get so busy that you neglect the things of God, that you neglect this study, and that you neglect to look at your life and make sure you're living the way that God wants you to. Now this week, we have a very interesting topic, and I think it's one that many people struggle with or completely misunderstand. And so this morning, Pastor Reynolds will be discussing eternal security, but more specifically, how this does not mean the believer has a license to sin. And if you have your Bibles, although we'll be looking in many different scriptures, Pastor Reynolds will be starting in John chapter 3, verse 15, if you'd like to turn there.
This morning, I'd like to think on the subject, eternal security. Is that a license to sin? You know, the Bible really teaches eternal security of the believer. And this is what Independence Baptist Church really believes. The Bible does not teach, and Independence Baptist Church does not believe, that a person can be saved and willingly continue to sin. You see, the truly saved person will stop sinning. They will stop their drinking. They will stop their carousing around. They will stop all that wickedness, and they will continue to be faithful to God. Now, I could give you hundreds of scriptures which state salvation is eternal, but I'm going to give you a few, and these few that I give you should be sufficient. Notice, the Bible states in the book of John, chapter 3, and verse number 15. The Bible says that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. I wonder what eternal means. Think of that. John chapter 3, verse 16, a very familiar passage. The Bible said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." I wonder if everlasting really means everlasting. I think it does. I think everlasting is the same thing as eternal. That is, that salvation reaches further than this time that we live in. John chapter 3 and verse 36, the Bible says, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." Notice, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. John chapter 17 and verse number 3, the Bible here says, "And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." One more scripture. The book of Acts, chapter 13, verse number 48. The Bible says, "And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord, and as many as were ordained to eternal life believed." We've given you here this morning only five scriptures that state that believers have eternal or everlasting life. Many people trust a salvation experience that happened long ago, but has not motivated them since. What happened many years ago might have been salvation, but it might not. True salvation is trusting in Christ right now, not trusting in the long past event. You see the difference? True salvation is trusting in Christ right now. It is not trusting in something that happened a long time ago. Many say they are saved, yet today they are not faithful to God, His commandments, or His church. Many people say this. Why is that? Think with me. It is foolishness to trust in a past event and not trust Christ today. You see, salvation involves not only a past trusting, it also involves a present trusting, which continues into the future. Salvation is trusting God for all time and for all eternity, not just trusting Christ one time a long time ago. A person can be saved yet feel they are lost. That's true. But a person can also feel they are lost and be saved. That's true. That's why the Bible states in 2 Peter 1 verse 10 that we ought to make our calling and election sure. Notice something else. That true believers must endure unto the end. Notice what the Bible states in the book of John, chapter 8, verse 31. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, "If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed." Notice this little word, if. Jesus said only those who were genuinely saved will continue in his word. Saved people are not saved because they continue in His Word, but they continue in His Word because they are already saved. Understand? Let me say that again. Saved people are not saved because they continue in His Word, but they continue in His Word because they are already saved. The book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 20 states, "Wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them." You see, in the book of 1 John, chapter 2, and verse 27, the Bible states that the anointing that we receive at salvation stays. The Bible says, "But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him." 1 John chapter 3, verse 9 continues this same thought, stating that the spirit of the saved person does not commit sin after salvation. The Bible says, "Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. For his seed, that is God's seed, remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God." In the book of 1 John, chapter 5, verse 18, this passage states that the saved person keeps himself from sin. The Bible states here, "We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not." The book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 21 through 23, states that saved people were once sinners, but have been reconciled to God by Jesus Christ. The Bible states here in this place, "If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you have heard." Do you hear in the Bible this little word, if? It's given to us in many places. This is so that we will understand that it is in Christ that we are trusting. It is not in anything else. Colossians 1, verse 23 has this little word, if, there. The Bible states, "If you continue in the faith grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard. You know, I think it's very clear that if a person fails to continue in the faith, he never was saved to begin with. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 2, also used the word if in describing the continuing belief of the saved person. Notice what the Bible says, by which also you're saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. You see, the Bible states there is a believing in vain, and that belief is seen when a person does not continue in faithfulness. The Bible clearly states that salvation is a gift of God, and that salvation really comes to man through the grace of God Almighty. The Bible also clearly states that man has a responsibility to live a life that reflects the grace of God in salvation. Eternal security is when God gives a sinful man the only kind of life he has to give. And the only kind of life he has is eternal. When man reacts to this gift in faithfulness to Christ, who gave him the free gift of salvation, then he has eternal life. Eternal security works in the lives of all true believers, molding them into the image of Christ. Now, there are people that cannot continue because they are not really saved. The Bible states in the book of John, chapter 13, verse 18, that Jesus said concerning Judas Iscariot, and Judas was a lost man, but he was faithful for a while. The Bible says, I speak not of you all. I know whom I have chosen. Jesus said this. Jesus said, I know whom I have chosen. But that the scripture may be fulfilled, he that eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel against me. You see, in this passage, Christ knew that Judas did not have that internal gift which would enable him to continue with him. But this is just a few places. The context of John chapter 6 and verse 70 makes it very clear that true believers will never go away from Christ. Jesus had just preached a very stinging message to the unbelieving Jews. Before this, a great multitude followed Christ, hanging intently upon Jesus' every word. But when the message ended, the multitude angrily left and followed Jesus no more. Then Jesus asked his disciples, will ye also go away? Simon Peter answered and said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And Jesus said, have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is the devil? And Jesus is here referring to Judas Iscariot. It is very clear that unbelievers will go away, while believers will remain with Christ even though they don't understand, but they know that they've been born again.
Well, we pray that this message has been a blessing to you so far. We're not quite finished with this topic, and we'll need to pick up again next week to finish it out. Now, in the meantime, we would like to once again invite you to attend services with us. We are located at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. Our services will be starting this morning at 10 a.m. for Sunday school and 11 a.m. worship services. This afternoon, we will have a prayer meeting at 3:45 and worship services at 4:30. And then, of course, during the week, we will also have our weekly Bible study on Wednesday nights at 7. For more information about Independence Baptist Church, you can check out our website at independencebaptist.org. And on the website, you'll find many different books, articles, and audio sermons. And again, that website address was independencebaptist.org. Well, our time has once again slipped away from us, but we do want to thank you for listening and ask you to join us again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for the continuation of this message on eternal security of the believer.